Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And in this episode, Tracy Heinrichs is going to tell us about her experience renting a travel trailer and staying at Fort Wilderness. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hey, everyone.
Agent Consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And back in our production facility, we have our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
Again, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Tracy is getting to do a whole bunch of fun things while she's here visiting over the winter. We talked about how she's here over the winter. And one of them is she got a chance to rent a travel trailer and stay at Fort Wilderness and do some camping. Now, I'm the least likely person in the world to do some camping.
You're the second least, honestly.
I consider Tracy probably the second least likely to do some camping, so I'm excited to hear what happens.
Yeah.
But I think it's really neat that we'll get to share with folks a little bit of the what it would be if you wanted to have something here. Because I think a lot of people who camp either camp in their own RV, drive to Fort Wilderness and set up camp, or they're tent campers. They have a site and they do camps that way.
It's sad that you're with someone who loves this idea.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, I can't.
I think next year we should send Kevin and Chris then, because Chris was a lot more in love with it than I was.
I love the idea.
I think they should be fam. We put them all up in RVs.
Or tents.
We put them up in tents.
Oh, no.
No, RV. Yeah. All right, so.
I need central air.
So, go ahead. So tell us about.
Why?
No, I think we know. I think you know why. I think you were looking to do it to get the experience.
You know, honestly, I have to tell you 100% why was so I could take my dog to Disney.
Oh, okay. Good.
Because when I first planned this, it was last year, once I knew I was spending the winter here, it was last year when I knew, okay, I'm going to be in Florida for the winter. How do I get my dog to Disney? And at that time, Disney Resorts were not accepting dogs. So that's how it started. And then I mentioned it to my parents, and my mom was like, well, we've never been camping at Fort Wilderness. We'd love to go. And then it became a thing. And then my niece was coming down to visit, and she was on a break, so she came too. So it ended up being...
Were you all in the same trailer?
We were.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that.
So it ended up being five of us and a dog in this trailer. So that's how it started. And it was just because, I mean, camping is not my thing. I mean, I got to a hotel at the beginning of my winter adventure here, and it had eight channels, and I looked at Chris and said, camping's hard. So, like, camping is not, it's not my thing.
Can you not have a dog in a cabin, in the Fort Wilderness cabin?
You can now, but at the time you couldn't.
Okay.
So at the time, this was the only way. There were certain loops at the campground in your own RV or a rented RV where you could have a dog.
Okay.
So that was the plan.
So you don't have an RV.
I do not have an RV.
Excellent.
I do not need an RV. I don't have a travel trailer or a tent. I don't need either of those either. But I have to tell you, this was a lot more of an, it was a lot more interesting than I thought it would be. And I can see the appeal. I met a lot of people there. A lot of people, as you're walking around visiting other people's sites, who do this quite seriously and love it. And I can see why. Not to say that I don't think it's for me.
No.
It just keeps getting worse.
Right. Just keeps getting worse. So,
I mean, I don't walk around and visit other people's hotel rooms.
Right. But you just drive around, but you can't help it. You're driving around loops and you see campsites and you see how people set up their campsites and how the neat things they put outside. And there's some people who come down and spend a month, 2 or 3 months over the winter at Fort Wilderness.
Snowbirds.
So they've got a pretty permanent spot set up there with some really neat things. So it's really a world unto itself over there that the average Disney guest could miss, that this whole world is happening that you know nothing about.
What I think also is really cool is Fort Wilderness has been here since the beginning.
Right.
So this is not new. It's not like all of a sudden Disney decided, let's put in a campsite. This has been people been traveling this way for 50 years almost now.
And I got to tell you, we were there in January. January is traditionally cool here. And this was, I think, a particularly cool January.
Yes, it was.
It was like basically full, all sites. As somebody was pulling out in the morning, somebody else was pulling in the afternoon. This is very popular. It's a large campground with a lot of people coming and going.
Show us that picture of Finn.
Yes.
I see Finn again.
So there's my mom and Finn. So why are we standing in a parking lot? This is not Disney. This is where my husband comes in. So we decided that we needed a golf cart for the week. And we needed the golf cart to have six person because there was five of us and the dog. Disney rents golf carts by the day, four person. They charge around $59 a day for the golf cart. If you want a six person, you can't reserve it in advance, but you can, when you get here, request one. Or you can put your name on a list, you request it, and you don't know if you got it till you got here is how it works. And then if you do get a six card, it's an extra $20. So now you're looking at about $80 a day for a golf cart. And you really want a golf cart to get around the campground. It's so there's a lot of areas where you can't get with a car, you know. So a golf cart really makes it convenient. And I've since learned this winter that golf carts and campgrounds are kind of synonymous. A lot of people do that. So we thought, we started to do some research, and we found that Disney does not allow off-site companies to come in and drop off golf carts. They used to. They don't anymore. But there are a lot of companies who got innovative, and they will meet you somewhere off-property. In this case, we were on 535, kind of by Crossroads, but across the street there, behind a restaurant. It was very shady. And there's my mom and dog. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? Some guy's coming with a golf cart.
Should have get it on Craigslist. Is this not a Craigslist thing?
No, it was a very reputable company that a lot of people have used. And he, sure enough, at the time, pulled up. He had a golf cart on the back. So what happens is this. If you were to fly to Florida, you don't have a vehicle to pull this cart that has
The golf cart on it.
But you can borrow their vehicle to do that. So you meet them in this parking lot. If you didn't have a car, you would Uber over here from the campground. He would meet you. You would take his truck. I know the things my husband will do to save money.
It's planes, trains, and automobiles.
So you get over to here. You, in our case, we had a hitch. We had my dad's van, and we had our vehicle as well. So we had a hitch. So he hitched his trailer. There's my dad's van in front of us with the trailer pulling the six-person golf cart. This is as we're checking in. I'm in the car behind them, and I'm like, I've got to take a picture of this. And so you pull the golf cart in. You take the golf cart off the cart, and you take this big trailer that the cart goes on back to the guy who you just got it from.
Is he waiting in the parking lot?
Yes, he waits in the parking lot while you're gone.
This is a project and a half.
And so I could imagine that he was in his van, in his truck, because we had our own vehicle. But if not, like, does he just sit in the parking lot? Does he have a chair? I don't know what happens if you take his vehicle.
I wonder if he goes with you.
Wow. But it would be fun. Yeah. So then you, at the end of the rental, you're leaving, and you've got to do all of this in the reverse. You have to go see him, get this big trailer, come back and get the golf cart.
He's waited there the entire week.
He's waited the whole week. And then you get the golf cart, and then you bring it back. Now, what was the savings, you ask? So I had said that a six-person golf cart at Disney would have cost us $80 a day.
If you could get
this
one.
If you can get one. This one cost us $55 a day. So we saved...
In 3 days of your vacation.
We saved about $25 a day. So at the end, I added it up after we had done the return to, and I'm like, so really, we did all of that to save this?
Yeah, but I think...
It's the assurance.
Right, the assurance that you got that one.
And because we needed it.
Right, if you didn't care about a six-passenger, I would have said, oh, just get the one. Just,
yeah, and I would have done
the
same thing.
She needed the seat for the dog.
Right.
But don't throw stones over there.
And the Disney...
I can tell dog stories.
For the four-seater... Disney charges, let me get my numbers right. I had said Disney charges $59 a day. These off-site companies, we happen to use Tea Time, it was $35 a day. And so it's about a $25 savings there as well.
And again, so, I think you're looking at someone, you know, you did a little different. I think someone is pulling, has their own RV, has a hookup. They stop there, they get it, they bring it out.
Right. They do whatever. It's a little bit different. And as well, a lot of people I've realized that are camping there with their own equipment have their own golf cart. So, you know, and the other thing is we were only there a week, so our savings obviously wasn't as much. But if you're staying 2-3 weeks, $25 a day adds up considerably. So we came in, we dropped off the golf cart. We had rented a 40-foot travel trailer. And so it actually slept, I think, 7 or 8. What I didn't anticipate, because I'm a novice, is that they assume a lot of those people are children. So I'm thinking,
or at least child size.
I've rented something where it has a queen-size bedroom, and then it has a bedroom in the back. And that's where my parents can be, and it has a pullout. And so I'm thinking all of this, and it doesn't. So in the back is like 2 bunk beds. And I'm thinking, well, how's my mom going to get up there? So it was, I didn't think that through too well, but it turned out everybody had a bed. And the sofa in the living room, it came out to make a bed.
So let's back up a little bit. So you contact Fort Wilderness, you go through a reservation, you rent a pad. Is that right. What it's
so
considered?
So you start out by making a campsite reservation.
Okay.
So first of all, I had to coordinate with the people I was renting the trailer from, because I needed to know the size and then what size the particular trailer I was getting needed. So it turned out the trailer I was getting is quite large, and it needed a premium site.
Yes.
So that it had enough room and all the
hookups. That's what I was getting to, too.
Yes.
You have to know the size of what I call the pad. But it's
a coordination. So if you have your own equipment, these are questions that Disney is going to ask you. If you're booking a reservation with a travel agent for a campsite, this is information that your travel agent needs to know. So you need to know the size, number of tip-outs, so that they can make sure that they're booking the right type of site. This particular site we were on was in the neighborhood of about $125 a night plus tax. They range, you know, a tent trailer. I think they're starting around $70, $75 a night for a smaller site. I know they do have some really small basic ones that are just for tent camping. But anything with a hookup, you're looking in the neighborhood of $90 and up.
How things have changed.
Right.
Remember when they used to be like $29 a night?
Yeah, there's none of that anymore. No. And the great thing about this as well, they hook it up. So we rented from the company. I'll talk a little bit before I get into the other stuff. I'll talk about the rental itself. So when we first were looking to do this, Disney recommends a handful of companies that you can rent a travel trailer from. So we went with one of the companies on their preferred list. I found out shortly before we left that back a couple months, this company is no longer on Disney's preferred list. I don't know why. I don't know if it was who decided what. I know since, as I was researching this, I found a lot of complaints about the company I used. I will say I didn't have any. I had two minor issues. They were out right away and corrected them. I had no issue with cost or payment. So I will say that. I'm not going to talk about the name of the company. I don't feel like, I don't feel comfortable enough to say their name because there have been some complaints. So I don't want to put my seal on that. And also, don't even email me because I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
You know, I think you should do your own research. And with a little bit of research, you'll find out. For us, this particular company was one of the only ones that would allow a dog. So that was, you know, a big thing for us.
Could I ask what the cost was for the trailer per night?
Yes. The cost for the week was about $1,200, to let you know. So if you calculate the cost of the campsite and the cost of the trailer, this was about a $2,000 endeavor.
So, but then you could have stayed at a hotel for that also.
I could have, but not with five people. So
even at one of the moderates?
No, I wouldn't get at a. Chances are I wouldn't. Possibly. I possibly could have, but we would have been sharing a lot more close. Like, I would compare this to, you know, like we thought if we got a cabin, because we did, once Disney changed the rules, we thought about getting a cabin. And when I looked at the price of the cabin, I was coming out almost equal to a cabin and what I did here. But we continued on with this for the experience.
I'm trying to get my head around comparing it to a hotel.
This is not a cost savings.
That's basically what I was getting to.
This was not a cost savings, except for the fact that you have a full kitchen. You've got more space. You know, especially if you're parents and kids, you've got two bedrooms. Yeah. You've got so.
This also fits a certain puzzle for you at the time.
Absolutely.
Dog, more people.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand where people would say, yeah, also long term, it seems like this would save money.
Yes, it would, I think.
Like if you're staying for a month, it seems like this might save money. Over
and so if you look
See,
at
what. I like the idea. I think it sounds like fun for a vacation.
And you know, the more I got into it, the more I researched it, the more I liked it too. And honestly, it was a really neat experience. I don't know that I would do it again. I don't think the benefit to us, because if I was going to go back here, I love staying at the campground, and I'm definitely going to do that again. But now that I can stay in a cabin with my dog, that's where I'm going to stay, because I love the campground. But if you look here at the setup of the outside here, so you see the chairs, the fan, the carpet. This was all kind of an outside package that you could add. Based on what I had booked, it was all included. There was a fire pit in the back where, you know, they dropped that off with some wood, and that was part of the rental as well.
That was the rental from the travel trailer, not Disney.
Right, exactly.
So what do you get from Disney?
From Disney, there's a picnic table there. You can kind of see it off to the side a little bit. There's a picnic table, and there's a charcoal barbecue standing on the stand in the back. It was a little like a birdhouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's all you get from Disney. You get the pad.
And the hookup.
Now, Disney does, though, you do hook up to their cable, So you have television, you have Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi, and that's all part of the hookup. What was really neat too is you weren't using, my understanding is these things typically have like a spot where your bathroom stuff goes, and then you have to have that emptied and stuff. But with Disney, they actually have a hose that comes up and you it kind of goes out into their system.
Yeah. Right. So you use their electric, their water, their Wi-Fi, their,
yes.
And their disposal system.
Yeah.
And all that's included in your cost.
That's right.
Which is typical of any campground. That's what you're paying for when you hire the site.
Yep. So that was all included. So this particular one as well, you kind of can't tell, but it has an outdoor kitchen. So in the back, you could open it up. And there was
that white door back there?
It is. Yep. You'd open that up. It kind of opened up like a garage door. And then there was like a little charcoal cooking area. And there was some drawers and a fridge there. And so you could, it had a little bit of an outdoor kitchen, which was an appeal to us as well. Turned out it was a really cold week. We didn't get to use the outside space as much as we would have wanted to, which made five people and a dog in the inside space feel very tight, especially because Chris and I were still trying to work. So there were some logistic issues around it, but that was because
of
our setup.
Your parents don't understand what you do for a living.
No,
so
they don't.
They don't understand
they
why
don't.
You can't just
I think
stop.
That's just across the board.
Yeah, it's true.
Saying. That's a general.
It's true. I was speaking to a client while I was sitting there, and I was talking to him, and it ended up being a little bit of a longer conversation. And when I hung up the phone, I was like, wow, how did you know all that stuff? It's like, what do you think I do?
Well, I used to tell the story. My mother would ask me. It didn't matter. No matter how hard we were working, she'd say to me, do you need money? And I'd say, no, this is really my job.
I know. It's like, it's kind of funny. So they're kind of in the middle, and they're like, well, we're here. Why? What do you mean you're working? What do you mean
why can't we go and play?
Right.
So tell me about the idea of getting now this travel trailer to the spot. Were you there and waiting for it?
No, that was the beauty of it. So what happened was, if they had it still been preferred, it's much simpler. Disney gives them the site number. They come set it up. I show up later in the day when it's done. If they had been a preferred vendor.
Vendor of this.
Right. Okay.
Where were you going?
She said preferred, and I was a little bit lost in the terminology.
Preferred? Right. Yeah. But so because they weren't, what I had to do, first of all, I did online check-in a couple days before, and then they sent me a text the morning of the people who were delivering the travel trailer and said, as soon as you have your campsite, let us know. So now Disney with online check-in, they text you the campsite number. So we were kind of waiting. We were on our way. We hadn't heard. So I called and spoke to somebody at the campground, and they were able to give me my campsite number right away. So I then sent it off to the company that we rented from, and they deliver and set up the trailer. Now, we got there before he left because I wanted to know some of the features of this thing and how it worked. Now, my parents have one, so they were very familiar, but I thought somebody who's never done this before, I kind of wanted to know how that went.
Smart. Going back to that last picture, are there two doors in and out of this trailer?
There are, yeah. There was
That's
one off.
That's a nice feature.
Yeah, there was one off the front. The one on the front is the bedroom. The bedroom is in the front of the trailer. And then there were patio doors off of the living room kitchen area. So when you look at some of the pictures of the inside of the trailer, just took some random shots to give you an idea. This was not like, I wasn't slumming it by any means.
This is very nice inside.
Yeah, it's very nice. Beautiful. Nice table area. That sofa became a bed, fireplace, TV, full-size fridge, which was important to me. Some of them I was looking at a camper-size fridge. Yeah. So this had the full-size fridge here as well as the one that was outside.
Is that a gas stove?
It is, yeah. Propane. It would be propane, I guess.
Well, still.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, so this was the bedroom in the front. So, I mean, it was tight. Storage was tight. I brought a lot of my own stuff. And I kept saying to my parents, like, I'm bringing towels. I'm bringing my own sheets, blah, 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 blah. And my mom thought, you're crazy. You're so paranoid. You're so OCD. You're all this. But it turns out, while the trailer was stocked with the basics, it wasn't really well stocked. So I found by having, like, they left us five towels because there was five people. So one towel per person for the week. Nobody's coming every day and doing service. So I called and said, I kind of need some more towels. I'm like, well, we normally have one per person. And I thought, that's great. But pool and showering, five people, I need at least a second set. I had brought my own, so I was good. Even Chris had kind of balked a little bit. I'm like, look, I got towels for the week. I don't know what the rest of you are doing, but I thought ahead. I had brought my own bedding. I brought my own pillows. And it turned out good because then we needed the bedding from that bed to use elsewhere. So I found that I needed to have some of, there were still some things I wish I had had, some over-the-door hooks, just some extra little storagey things. It was a challenge getting five people and all of their things into this thing for the week. I took a picture of one of the other campsites. This was not ours. But to just show you the extent of what people do here, this gentleman had pulled in shortly before we were leaving. His golf cart looked like one of the cars from the Cars movie. This was his site. He had that Radiator Springs picture in this light box that he set up outside at the entrance of his site. He had the canopy saying Luigi's Tire Sales with tires set up there. He had a whole theme to his campsite. Like, this is to the extent that people, and some of them are really creative, and especially at Christmas time, a lot of them are decorated for Christmas and stuff. So I have to take a picture of this. Like, it's just so unique.
I appreciate that people would do it. I don't understand it.
No,
it doesn't appeal.
But like
to
I said,
would look sad.
Yeah. Oh, mine looks sad. Mine looked like novice camper. That was my theme. Like, I heard somebody drive by and they were looking there going, oh, they're probably renters.
Oh, they're not really campers.
Oh, they're renters. Oh,
there's judgment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Where did your parents sleep on that pull-out sofa?
They divided and conquered. So my dad slept on one of the lower bunks in the back room. And my mom slept on the sofa. And Chris and I had the bedroom. And my niece slept on one of the upper bunks in the back as well. So
tell us a little bit about camp life. What did you do once you got there? Did you just go, I'm going to go to the theme parks? And
well, we did have plans for the parks. So we were there for a week. We had plans to visit the parks for 4 days. We had built in a day to just hang out at the campground. Weather didn't cooperate too much, so it was a little bit harder to do that. But we would just, we sat out one night. We had a fire. I mentioned having the golf cart. They also have internal buses that run around.
Right.
They drive all the way through where you meet the main bus that leaves the campground. This is what one of the bus stops look like. Really, well covered, well maintained. And these were consistent throughout. They have playgrounds there for the kids. They have a beautiful dog park there. We're going to do a show in the future about traveling with dogs, where I'm going to talk a lot more about having Finn, my dog, at the campground. But they were just really well equipped. There's a lot of walking trails. They have the outposts. They have the campfire going on. There's so much going on here that you really want to have time to be here. Like, you wouldn't use this if you're commando park people. To me, it would be such a waste.
There's a lot of people who say the resort room is secondary.
Exactly.
Just a place to sleep. This isn't that.
This is not that. I think, and a lot of people we met here, they were a lot like us. A lot of pass holders, people who maybe would go to the parks for a couple hours in the afternoon or maybe for dinner or go in the morning and not go for the rest of the day. We went a little bit more than usual because we had my niece with us. So we did that. I said we had a campfire at night. Riding around on the golf cart and just kind of seeing other campsites and going down to the meadow post or getting food.
Cook while you were in the trailer?
We did. Yeah, we cooked. We had brought our own. We have a tabletop barbecue. So we had brought that with us instead of using the charcoal. So we had a gas barbecue. So we had cooked on that. We had brought some things that we could quick make. We have breakfast every day.
See, this appeals to me, but I think for different reasons.
Yeah.
I am not an outdoorsy kind of guy. I really do like the indoors.
Mm-hmm.
I travel with my own blanket.
Right.
I've talked about this before. I bring a blanket everywhere I go. If I could have my own sheets and my own pillowcases, yes. I like the idea of turning this into my home for the weekend.
Right.
And while I do that the best I can in a hotel room, this seems like...
Yes.
It would be a little more than that. And John, every time I talk about this, John rolls his eyes and walks in the other room. But I like the idea of having one of these that I could then turn into an extension of where I live.
Kevin also wants to get the big RV that we would drive places. Could you imagine me driving a giant RV places?
I think you should get a driver.
Yeah, I think we should hire a driver. I get upset just driving my car around. Yes. Right. Driving that big thing around.
Yeah.
The man ahead of us on the turnpike today had his directional on for 11 miles.
It was not fun.
And so I agree with you. And it was that. And that was the surprising part for me. It felt homey. Like, it felt like we had a home base. It felt like we were camping. And I say camping, but we really were not camping. I mean, look at that thing, right?
I like the idea of having a refrigerator full of the stuff that I like.
Exactly.
I know we're going to talk about bringing Finn later, but was there any fear about Finn getting out of the trailer? And
no.
Okay.
No. First of all, I don't have to worry about that with him. He's not that kind of dog. If we left the door open, he wouldn't just run off. But with the doors, no more than at home,
I know we've got a whole other show about that, but was he okay with this whole thing?
He was. He was. And then one evening, everybody, I had really had to catch up on work. So I said to Chris, you need to take everybody out to dinner. You need to go. And so it was just Finn and I. And he stretched out on the floor and he was laying there and I was working at the table. And I thought, yeah, I like this, Finn. This is working for me. And then we heard the Magic Kingdom fireworks. And he's not afraid of fireworks. And he was looking at the door like, what is that? And we couldn't see them where we were. And I was like, and of course, then this is where psycho mom dog owner came in. I was like, Finn, those are fireworks. Those are the Magic Kingdom fireworks. Mommy needs to show you these. So I put his leash on and we go up to the end of the street where we can kind of see them through the trees. And they're lighting up the sky. And he sat and he watched. And that's, I thought, cute. Yep, that was worth the price of this trailer right there. So he liked it. He loved the dog park. He loved that we were walking a lot. I finally got him on the golf cart. He hates golf carts, even at where we are now for the winter. He hates golf carts. I finally got him on it a little bit. But he loved it. And it just felt like it'll be interesting talking about it versus staying at resorts and the difference with having the dog. But I can tell you, the kids that were here, the families that were here, there were a lot of adults here without kids. It's just it's a whole new world that until you stay in it. And we have visited the campground before. I stayed in the cabins before. We visit almost every Christmas and we just look at all the Christmas decorations and go there for dinner. It's a world that you don't know about until you're in it. It's pretty unique. Those people have it figured out. I also, talking about camp life, there was five of us in one very small trailer bathroom. And so you already know this is anxiety for Tracy. So then my other option was the comfort station, more anxiety for Tracy, but the comfort station ended up being a good choice. This comfort station, we went there every day. We showered there every day. Chris and I both did that. Just
walking distance from
it was walking site. Distance. They tend to have them at just about every loop. Some loops may share one, but it was an easy walk from where we were. And they also at the comfort stations, they have a central area where they have laundry. And then they have a man's and a woman's area, so it's bathrooms, but then a whole area with individual showers. So the shower had a locked door, and then you have an area with a curtain, you know, to the shower. So there was like a dry area and the shower area. So you're not
stepping out of the shower into a communal area.
Very, very clean. It was an enclosed building. I've been to some places where it's kind of like an outhouse almost, you know, like it's not necessarily fully enclosed. This was a fully enclosed building, very clean, very well kept.
Was it heated when it was cold?
It was. Because we were there in a very cold time and we never had an issue with temperature.
And each shower is an individual shower.
Each shower is an individual shower. Yeah.
There's also a lot to do. You touched on a little bit of it, but there's horseback riding and there's
much to do. Beautiful pool areas. At night they do the campfire, the movie Under the Stars. There's, Trails End is there where you can go eat. They also have a couple quick service locations. There's also a takeout area. You know, the first day we arrived, it was kind of hectic. So we had takeout chicken.
Did you do the chicken?
We did.
The chicken's really good.
It was really good. And it was really, kind of an affordable meal for five people
at Disney.
Something
we've talked about on other shows is that's sort of one of the bargains at Walt Disney World.
It is still one of the bargains. And so it was really just a really neat experience. I'm probably not going to do it again. Like, I'm not. Just because typically it's Chris and I, and if we have the dog or if we don't, it's a lot of extra that we don't necessarily need.
I was just going to say the logistics sounds hard.
The logistics of it. And I think if you're flying in, and I know some people do this, they fly in, they don't have a rental car, and now they're going to rent this. When you get there, it is set up for you.
Yeah.
There is the basics there. But I think if I was renting it and flying down, I'd have a suitcase packed of extras.
Does Disney rent trailers?
They don't.
So no. You have to use an outside vendor?
Yeah, they don't. I would bring some comfort things from home if I was doing it. Or maybe even, I don't know if you can maybe ship a box before you came with, some sheets and comforters and towels. And I just think there's some comforts that would have made this. And I don't know if other companies are maybe more equipped than the company I used where this wouldn't be a problem. But I know for us, there were a lot of things missing. And because we drove up in a car, we brought a lot of our own groceries. We brought a lot of our own stuff. I think I'll go back to saying it, though. I think if you're staying at the campground, cabins, or in a trailer, you need to have a vehicle. I think staying at the campground,
I think most people do,
and relying on Disney transportation is tough. Yeah. I think you need to have a vehicle.
Because you got to get out of the campground before you can get to it.
You're talking about a car, not necessarily just a golf cart, but you
need to have a car. I think, because by the time you take the internal bus, you take it out, and then there's a lot of logistics there. Having your own car where you can drive right up. If you're in a cabin or a campsite, you can park right at your campsite. There's something to be said for that.
Yeah, and then if you need those extras, you could always go
shopping. The other nice thing is if you've got your own car, you have extra storage.
Exactly. And that's what we had to do. You know, once we kind of unpacked everything, okay, what don't we need every day? Let's put the excess out in the back of the car.
Or your father could sleep out there.
Or my father could have, yeah. He's
It's better than the top bunk.
He's pretty easy. Yeah. Say,
I would choose the car on the top.
We didn't make him go on the top. He was at least on the bottom. It was just on the floor. My dad's funny that way, though. He's like, whatever.
Excellent. Any last minute things you want to add before we end?
I don't think so. I think if this sounds all cool and exciting to you, I think give it some thought. I think there's a lot of logistics that you don't think of. There were a lot of logistics I didn't think of. And I think if you're just flying in to do this, it would be tough. If you're driving, it's a little bit easier. But if you already are a camper, you're pulling your own, I would not hesitate. If you camp anywhere and you're a Disney fan, you've got to do it at Fort Wilderness. Yeah. It is a great place to do it.
I really think those are two wildly different groups.
I think they are too.
There's the ones who already know how to do it.
Yeah. And laughing at us. The rest of us. That's right.
Right.
Exactly true. And, you know, at Dreams, we can help you with the campsites. Campsite reservation is just like any other reservation. You have access to booking dining at 180 plus 10. You've got your fast passes at 60 days. You can add a dining plan. You can add park tickets. So you can, like a campsite really is like a resort reservation. So we can help you with that. Just keep in mind when it comes to the logistics of the camping, we're out. You know, we're not renting you a trailer. We're not, you know, so that's separate from what a travel agent would do.
We're not telling you what berries are safe.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, we're not your wilderness guys. That's right. Yeah. I'm not telling you where the stuff goes from the toilet and none of that.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Tracy. This is very cool. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah,
it
was this was interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. So.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We certainly appreciate it. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.